Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Yud Beis Makos 12. And on 12b, there are two Mishnayos that teach us a very interesting concept about the person who goes into exile, the city of refuge. The first Mishnah tells us, Harag Ba'oso A'ir, Goa Mishchuna L'shchuna. So we know that a person who kills accidentally must run to a city of refuge in order to avoid being killed by the blood avengers, the relatives of the one who was killed. So let's say you're in that city of refuge and you kill somebody within that city, God forbid. So then you still have to go into exile. You have to run to another neighborhood in that city. You can't remain in the same neighborhood. You have to go to a different neighborhood within the city. And let's say you're a Levite, and we know that the cities of refuge were protected by the Levites. They were the ones who were there to serve the people who live there. So let's say you're a Levite and you are living in a city of refuge and you kill somebody accidentally, Goa Me'ir La'ir. So then you have to go to a different city of refuge. You can't remain in that same city of refuge. And then the second mission on that page says Chayotze Bo, and the Ritva says that this is to teach us that the two themes are connected, that the theme of the first mission and the theme of the second mission are connected. And the theme of the first mission is it's teaching us that the point of the city of refuge is to humble a person. A person must realize that they've acted inappropriately. They've accidentally killed somebody, and this is such a horrible thing, and the person must go through repentance and humble themselves in order to really come closer to being a better human being. And so therefore, the second Mishnah says, similarly, Rotzeach Shegolo Ir Meklato, that a person who goes into a city of exiles, a city of refuge, because they have killed somebody, and then what happens, the people in that town, they want to honor him. Ratzu Anshei Ha'ir L'Chavdo, they want to give him an honor, because they don't realize that he was a murderer. Not everybody in that city has killed somebody accidentally, so therefore they don't realize this, so they come over and they want to give him a big honor. Yomar Lahem, he must say to them, Rotzeach Ani, I am a murderer. And the Me'iri points out that the reason why he must say that he is a murderer is because that it is through his embarrassment that's how he will achieve the proper repentance. He must humble himself. But let's say at that point they say, Afal Pikein, we know whether or not you're a murderer, we still want to give you a great honor. Mikabel Mehen, he can indeed accept this honor from them. And the reason is because, says our Mishnah, it says in Devarim chapter 19, verse 4, Vizeh Devar Harotzeach, this is the word of the murderer. This is, it can mean this is the matter of the murderer, but the Mishnah understands it to mean this is the word of the murderer, meaning to say that the murderer's responsibility is just to enunciate what he has done. And once he has enunciated it, that is sufficient. And at that point, he's able to receive honors. This is the teachings of our Mishnah. And at this point, the Chishuk Yechemed raises a very interesting question. Rabbi Zilberstein, he says that what do we do about a Torah scholar who, Rachmanu Litzlan, God forbid, he killed somebody accidentally today? And so obviously today we don't have the laws of the city of refuge. We don't have a court. There's no person, a blood avenger is obviously not permitted to take law into his own hands and kill such a person. But let's say there's a Torah scholar who accidentally killed someone today, and so there's no clear path to repentance. But then he goes to a town and they want to honor him by inviting him to give a Torah class because he's a brilliant person, and they say, we want you to teach Torah to our community. Is this Torah scholar who has killed somebody, is he obligated to tell them that he has killed somebody before in his life? Or is this something that is specific to an Ir Miklat? Is this something that's only if there's a city of refuge do you have to say that you have killed somebody accidentally? But since there's no city of refuge today, then perhaps this concept that you have to tell somebody does not apply. So again, if we go back to the concept that the Ritva connects these two Mishnayos, then we would say that just like the two Mishnayos are connected, and there is one theme, that just like the person who goes from one town to another must humble himself, even though he's still within the city of refuge, so too a person, even today, even though there's no city of refuge, he must humble himself. And so therefore, even though he doesn't have to run to a city of refuge, he's obligated to say, look, I did something bad in my life, I feel terrible about it, and you should just know that if you want to give me an honor of teaching Torah, you have to be aware that I have done this thing wrong in my life. So that would seem to obligate him to say it. But the Chishuk Yechemed does cite a Tosefta in chapter 2 of Makos that says that a person is only obligated to say this at one point in their life, and they're not obligated to embarrass themselves more than necessary. And so if that's the case, if we apply this concept of this Tosefta, then we could say that maybe a person is not obligated to say this at every single time he's invited to say Kivut Torah class. He's only obligated to say at one point in his life, and that's it. And so therefore, there's no mitzvah to further embarrass yourself at every single point in your life where you're invited to speak or invited to teach or given an honor. Maybe just once is sufficient. So that's what the Tosefta would seem to imply. However, there is another source that the Chishuk HaChemes says, which is the Baal HaRedim, who says that a person needs to say that they are a murderer. A person needs to say this at every aspect in their life in order to make it very clear. And so therefore, we see this tension between some sources saying that you're not obligated to go beyond what the Torah specifically requires, and other sources that say that you are indeed obligated to say this. And Chishuk HaChemes concludes with the Yerushalmi that he says a person must be accurate with respect to all the honors you get, meaning to say if a community wants to honor you for example for having studied two tractates of Talmud, you've only studied one, it's your obligation to say, look, I've only studied one tractate and not two. And so we see from here that as a general principle, a person must be accurate with their honors, and so therefore a person really should say if they are being asked by a community to do something, or if they're giving it an honor, they should be clear that they have done things in their life that they're not proud of, and they should be sure to share that with the community. And then it's the community's responsibility to determine whether or not this is still a person who they think is worthy of teaching Torah or giving another honor to.